Welcome to the Leaders with Leverage podcast. You're listening to a show within a show, Quick Take. This is me with my good friend James Capps, and I'm Susie Tomanchuk. In these mini episodes, we take questions that are on the minds of executives everywhere. We take it from the practical and discuss the associated best practices. I admit we have a lot of fun along the way, so join us. These episodes are about 10 minutes long, and they're actionable. They're tips that you can incorporate today. Let's do this. Welcome. This is Quick Take, where we talk about the things that are on the minds of professionals everywhere. Welcome, James. How are you today?
I'm great, Susie. How are you?
Good, good, good. We're going to talk about something that I feel like we're talking about the Great Resignation, but we haven't really talked about techniques around gracefully taking somebody's resignation.
Yep.
To do. I think that's a great topic. So what do you think?
Well, I think it's inevitable. I think, I don't think we're going to spend time talking about, individual contributors. Maybe, when your staff level resignations happen and you hear about that from your directs. I think we're talking about your key players, the leadership team. It's a competitive market right now. And I think we're going to experience this one way or the other sooner than later. And so I think it's important for us to be proactive as leaders and have a plan to address this, because otherwise it can cause other resignations, other problems. And I think like good leaders, we should think these things through.
All right. I agree. Let's at least start to dive into it. You and I, we're not sure if we're going to agree on this, but yep. Let's go through it and you start and we'll see where it goes.
Well, I think, This is a difficult situation, invariably. I mean, in this use case and this assumption, it is somebody that one of your directs or a key player in the organization is leaving. And I really think the first thing that we should do is, I think right now, after you watch this for the third time, we recommend watching this three times because it's really when it sinks
right.
in.
It's
the best practice, highly recommend. After you watch this, you should have a script and you need to have a plan on how you're going to respond. Don't you think that's important? Three times?
I think it's huge. And they'll start thinking in threes, because
That's how we do this. That's how we do it. Yes. But you should have a plan and you should have a script. And I think the most important thing about that script is that in that script, you should give yourself some space. Meaning, when this happens, it's often a surprise. It's often emotional. It's very often disappointing. And I think, personally, I think you're in a better situation if you can step away. And my script says, gosh, that's really difficult news. Can we schedule some time this afternoon so we can talk about that? Because I feel like any other conversation there, I'm going to be too emotionally charged and I won't be as productive. What do you think about that?
Yeah. And so I agree with you, because as we know through research, when we're caught off guard, mm-hmm. when we're surprised, it invokes emotion. And any kind of emotion, positive or negative, creates cloudiness. Mm-hmm. And the last thing, to your point, was what you're saying is you don't want to put all your cards on the table. You want to make sure you do it in a graceful way. So any of that cloudiness can impede that. But I'm also wondering if it's somebody that you really want to keep versus somebody that it's okay if they leave the business, should that reaction or that response, I guess, be different?
I don't know. I think I think that maybe. I mean, I think the truth is I want to be at my best, right? Yeah. And I can't imagine a situation where I've got an unwanted exit in front of me that I can provide all the information and the responses to the best of my ability in that moment. Things like what are my options regarding whether it's compensation or adjustments to the role. There are many things there that I'd like to bring to the table with authority. And I don't want to get into a discussion that says, well, gee, if you stay, what if I give you more money? I mean, that's a mousy response. And I feel like if I just took some time away, it's going to be better.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, my initial thought was if you can pull a little bit more information so that you can come back with a really thoughtful response, like help me understand where you're going and what was the catalyst for your decision. So if they say, I don't make a lot of money here, I'm not challenged, at least interesting. Well, I need some time to think about this.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that I see where you're coming from. I fear that personally that I would not be able to have that constructive conversation. I mean, ideally in my head, I'm going to say, geez, Carl, that's really disappointing. Why don't we take a moment to tell me why exactly are you leaving and tell me about the role you're going to. I you know, that's the reality is I'm going to stutter a little bit. I'm going to be all spitty and pissy, and I'm not really going to sure that I'm going to ask it that way. And I'm pretty sure that no matter what company my people are going to go to, I'm going to roll my eye and say they're idiots. And so I just feel like I would be challenged. And maybe it's know thyself, right? If you can handle that kind of situation with aplomb and it's going to be well handled and you feel like you can do that, then great. But I do think that, I think that if our first piece of advice here is to have a script, then that script has to be very specific to what you think you can accomplish and how you can handle the reality that your number two, one of your key players or somebody that is really important to your organization comes in and says they're leaving. How will you handle that?
Yeah.
And I think the key to that too is, you know, the third item there, if we're saying, you know, you want to have a script and you want to have a script that ensures you have either mental space or some opportunity to get to be objective. The third is to really be constructive. You know, the way I describe this to a lot of my people is, look, right now you work for me and next year I might work for you. This ecosystem is so small and we all work with really amazing people. There's no guarantee that I'm not going to work for you. And I'd love to work for you someday, Susie. And I don't know that you would mind working for me. So it doesn't matter really about the now. It's what's the long term. What's what is it going to do to your relationship? And know that relationship doesn't have to end there. And if you think about it more of that relationship having more impact beyond that moment, I think then you'll go into it with a more constructive approach.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so script is first. And I would add to that is, I think our first initial response is to take it personally, whether we want to or not.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
And so that goes to your point that if you have a script, it's not emotional. You already have the words. I mean, when I say script, I mean have something that you've actually written down and maybe even rehearsed a little bit. So
I agree.
This sounds silly. Like, it's almost like, why am I doing this? But I think that's important. And then buy yourself time, no matter what, no matter if they say, just say 2 hours, half a day.
Yeah. I'm not talking a month. I'm talking just somewhere you can go get a cold drink of water or a stiff drink just so you can have some clarity. I agree.
Yeah. So
or both.
Both. I would say, so those are two things. I think it's having the script and then buying time.
Yeah.
Giving yourself space.
Yeah, giving yourself some space.
And then evaluating, what do you want to do? Don't get caught up in emotion. I think when you take that space, it's thinking about how valuable is this person, the organization? What is the impact? What do I want? Do I want to ask for more than 2 weeks? What are the things that are going to be important to the business for the next conversation? What do you think of that?
Gosh, you know, there's two schools of thought on this, and I experienced this just really recently where we lost a key person, and you know, I'm torn between the concept of just cutting them and letting them go now, right? The minute that they resign, say, look, Jerry, that's great. Let's just wrap things up today. We can do things offline, but I don't want those people there. Right, I think that they're going to cause some problems. They're going to be negative to the team. But then, by the same token, that is incredibly aggressive and hardly being constructive or supportive if you do it that way. I don't know. I think there is a time and place for making that transition period as short as possible because you know. At some point, they're not going to really be an advocate for you. They're going to be advocate for where they're going, and I think no matter what you think about that person and how great they are and how much they love you, they're still going to be their foot's out the door.
Yeah. All right. So that's really sound advice for when you're taking that space and what you're going back to. So anything to kind of put anything else in that space or something that you want to do when you go back to that person?
Well, let's think about it a little more in a more structured manner. First and foremost, can you save them? right? Let's talk about that. Do you want to save them? Can you save them? Should you save them? All right. That's a conversation you need to have with everybody else that's going to be around, the remaining staff. What does that look like if you save them? Can you really save them? Right. And sure, you don't know why they're leaving yet, but you really have to start immediately. Typically, in larger organizations, you have to start that Tumblr now, right? Yeah. If I have a high senior person, high level senior person resign, and I need to move some HR rocks and boulders, then I need to make that phone call that second, because that's a slow moving machine. And even if I desperately need to keep them, and I'm going to throw money in their direction, that could take weeks. There's nobody that, you know, certainly larger companies, it's still a long process. So you have to think about whether you're going to keep them. And then secondarily, you need to think about what can you do? Are you willing to do to keep them? So if you're down that keep path, you've got to think about that and think about the steps you're willing to undertake and understand what you can do within your firm. Yeah. But if they're going to go, I think that's a different decision tree. I think you have to think about that and what you do to make that as effective for the firm as possible.
Yeah, because it goes really fast. Those 2 weeks, like the relationship, the first day people are like curious about it and stuff, but then it drops off.
It just, like, really quickly. It ages like fish. Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. You're always quotable. I like that. I think the one thing I would add to the script preparation is take some time to think about who would you want to save in those situations and who.
Yeah.
And maybe, is there anything else? You know, I don't want to bring up a whole nother topic, but those stay interviews instead of an exit interview. And is there value there?
Yeah, I think there's a ton of value. I think the postmortem on any resignation is, how could we have avoided this?
Yeah.
Right. I think we're remiss if we don't think to ourselves, my gosh, look, and this is my rationale, especially in today's market, that no matter what money you throw at somebody leaving, it's still cheaper than it is to go out and find somebody new. Yeah. Given the opportunity, the productivity cost, the ramp up speed, and the market driven salaries, I guarantee you that you're better off, if somebody is a good quality employee, to find the way to keep them. Just the money is irrelevant. And at the end of the day, it's usually not about it, not usually, but oftentimes it's not about the dollar value. It's about the recognition of the value of the customer, of that employee. And so I really think that's a huge factor when it comes down to it. And so if you acknowledge that, if you acknowledge the fact that the exit is the worst case scenario, then we've really got to go back and say, postmortem, how did we get here? How do we avoid this in the future?
Yeah.
And what are the things we should be doing more effectively? Stay interviews, asking your key people what they want to do when they grow up. You know, making sure you have a clear understanding of the succession plan and everybody knows where they fit into that succession plan. And you do have the conversation around, what do we need to do to keep you here? Like, it's so important that we nurture good talent. And in a market where it is incredibly competitive for good people, anything you can do to keep them, I think, is critical.
So good. So good. All right. So let's wrap it up. Do you want to wrap it up for us, James?
You know, I will. And I think that fourth one is actually something that what we didn't mention, but I'll bring it up at the end, is really right. We want to have a script. When I have a script that we can prepare, I'll mention on that script, I make people do scripts all the time for various reasons, various things, and invariably I get that same eye roll. And then every time somebody comes back and said, oh my God, I didn't memorize it, but I knew what I was going to say in the moment, and it allowed the emotions to do their thing. So again, scripts really matter and they are valuable. And I think the best speakers, the best people who you see off the cuff, they all have scripts. Don't kid yourself. Secondarily, you know, give yourself some space. Ensure the fact that you have an ability to collect your thoughts and have, so you can have a conversation. And then third, make sure that that conversation is constructive. And I think that fourth item, I know you get a bonus one here, folks, it's usually only three, but today is four, is do a postmortem. Do a postmortem with your team and say, where did we go wrong? And you know, just that conversation is going to highlight maybe some areas that can save some other folks. Yeah. But I think anytime you have an exit of merit, of importance, your team needs to sit down and do a postmortem and say, what could we have done? And try to make that constructive too, right? Because the people that are staying are going to see you for what you are. And if you spend that 1 hour postmortem complaining about Jerry and whatever he is, then the next person is going to be quick behind him. So look at that postmortem as a means by to improve your situation, but also make sure your team stays.
Yeah. What is the communication plan? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then there's that. Then right. In the communication plan, I'm just there's a ton of that stuff, which yeah, that I don't even want to get into. And that's your stuff. But ultimately, it's more about what do we do to make sure that exit is contained.
Fantastic. Yeah. This was really filled and packed tight with a lot of value. So
a lot of stuff.
Great takeaways. Great techniques. I see so many parallels to negotiation. I wouldn't be a good negotiation guru without mentioning that as well.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Leaders with Leverage. If you're ready to continue your professional growth, commit to accelerating your career development, and say goodbye to that anxious feeling in your stomach anytime you need to advocate for yourself, then get my book, The Art of Everyday Negotiation Without Manipulation. In this book, you'll learn the essential steps to take before entering into any negotiation or conversation, any interaction in your day-to-day. You'll discover what the other party really needs and be clear about what you're going after. You'll bust through your fears and boost your confidence and embrace that negotiation truly happens all around us. Head to the link in the show notes for more, and you can even get a bonus if you buy it today.